And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walter Holt, and I have a simple question for the ownership and management of WCHL. Why did you abandon the WCHL 1360 AM brand when you launched WCHL 97.9 FM and ChapelBurrow.com? I'm a Chapel Hill Car Borough resident and an advertiser on WCHL and ChapelBurrow.com, spending good money to support local business, the radio station, and its website. It's my choice to spend that money because, as Granddaddy always said, do the right thing and do things right. On Thursday, June 13th, a dangerous and fast-moving storm blew across Orange County, tragically killing a UNC student when a tree fell across East Franklin Street. She was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. Despite Aaron Keck's constant warnings to stay off the roads, take cover, and telling rush hour commuters where the traffic was congested, I was a quarter block away and saw the tail end of EMS and Chapel Hill PD clearing the scene. I was out in the storm, checking to make sure my client's buildings were okay, when suddenly 97.9 FM went dead and silent, and static filled my car's radio dial. I immediately switched to 1360 AM and was relieved to hear that the up-to-the-minute weather, emergency warnings, and breaking news were still being broadcast. The transmitter's backup generator didn't kick in, and to make matters worse, a tree fell across the access road, further delaying restoration of the FM signal. The public's interest and safety could have been compromised when the solely promoted 97.9 FM signal quit, and listeners may not have known or may have forgotten about that 1360 AM is in simulcast. As the community's trusted source for news, sports, and community events, WCHL should be co-branded as 1360 AM and 97.9 FM. To not promote the simulcast on two frequencies is bad judgment and the failure to apply simple logic. When 25% of the UNC population is new to our community every year, does it make sense to co-brand both frequencies at the same time? As an advertiser, I'm getting two radio stations for the price of one, with a terrific website thrown in just for good measure. As an English major at UNC, even I can do the math. Was the decision not to co-brand something the bean counters in the back office value engineered to save money on the extra line of print for new coffee mugs or the WCHL van? Was it an internal struggle between staff and management? Regardless, it isn't fair to voice an opinion about the co-branding decision without offering a solution. So I've come up with a free slogan to co-brand WCHL, which I'll save for another day. For me, it's WCHL 1360 AM and WCHL 97.9 FM as a co-brand. After all, WCHL stands for Where Chapel Hill Listens. This is Walter Holt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues,
on 97.9 FM, WCHL.